Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How about them Rockets, man? I think we got a good basketball team. I really do. I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb.
I know people don't ever think.
No.
I mean, Indiana's okay, but it happens faster than. I remember the Golden State jump was substantial. I don't know if that's where the Rockets are headed as quickly, but it happens faster than people think. You just have to wait just a little bit for guys to get old. Like, you can't rush age.
I wonder.
You can't rush experience.
I wonder, you know, this organization, they're itchy, they're antsy, they want to win, they're fidgety, they want to do something, they want that star, but maybe you just hold the course. Well,
yes.
Maybe, I mean, so you don't want Giannis.
I'd love Giannis, but for what cost? And you know what? You can't trade any of the top guys anyway until after the January breakdown or whatever. They're not tradable right now. You just hold. Your window's wide open. You got a long-term window right now. There's no reason to panic.
Well, there are a couple. Now, you could do it after the new year. I mean, if there maybe it's all.
And that's fidgety to me to do anything this year.
The good thing is you can't trade the guys that you just signed until after the new year starts, because maybe you show during the month of December, they show, wait a minute, this team as is maybe good enough without Giannis. But here's the deal. Brian Windhorst yesterday had this to say about a couple of untouchables for the Rockets.
The message, you know, there's some teams that have been watching the Rockets, waiting to see if they move. And the message that's been sent out is that those two guys that McMahon just mentioned, Tari Eason and Amen Thompson, guys they drafted in the last 3 years, are untouchable. Now, everything in life is a negotiation, especially in the NBA, but I'm told those guys are untouchable. I'm not sure who else that affects on the roster, but
I would just say it would have to be one heck of a return to get the Rockets to consider trading either of those guys. They love those.
Yeah. I don't know that there's anything. I listen. Last year when Tari was down, I heard from people in the organization, Tari is our best player. They love them some Tari.
Look at him last night, 6 steals. And you looked at all the steals. They broke down every steal he had. And it's to go with 9 rebounds. You looked at, Portland was famous for the hustle board. Portland made that famous, and then everyone around the league had it. And the hustle plays he makes, he and Amen Thompson, they're just two sides of the same coin. That's all. I mean, I don't even think that's the right phrase for it. They're the same side of the
same. I love their nickname.
They're the same kind of players.
I love their nicknames.
What's the nickname?
The Terror Twins.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's perfect.
I love,
because they do bring terror. And you see Tari and both of them play in the passing lanes. They're so anticipatory. They see where you're going. You dribble that way, and they're like, well, the only pass he can make is backwards to this pass. And you saw Tari was swooping in already, anticipating a pass and
he's got they both have ridiculous basketball IQ.
Yeah, they do.
They really do.
And, Alperen and Jalen can facilitate trades with their contracts now. They can help make that a reality. Tari and Amen are low-cost players who don't really do much to match contracts, but they're the meat of the hamburger right now.
Yeah.
And I'm watching Alperen, and I feel like Alperen looks a little less athletic than last year, honestly. Bigs don't go for his fakes anymore. They don't fall. Bigs have been schooled. When he shows you that right-hand hook, that right-hand turn move, he's going to come back under and try to beat you to the left. And so they're staying on the ground, and all of a sudden, he's having a lot more trouble getting his shots off in the paint. But But and it feels like, I mean, it just feels like, I thought the offense would really flow through him. That's not really what they're doing.
Yeah, he dominates the paint.
I
agree with you. His athleticism looks, you know, sometimes he looks awkward.
He looks heavier but and man, slower he's, for some reason.
Man, last night he had 31 and 12. I mean,
No. I know. He ended up making threes. Like, he ended up second half, I thought, was way better. There's just individual plays I see where he's matched on bigs who stay on the ground. But, you know, the stats look good. I do think, though, that this is not a one or two player show. This has now turned into a five player show.
Yeah,
I mean, it's.
Oh, I don't know. I think so it's a deep. Seven player show.
Yeah, I mean, it's so deep. Like yesterday, you had Jabari having some big shots early in that game. You had, you know, Fred VanVleet, we've seen, can turn it on from quarter to quarter. The Terror Twins do nothing but inject a level of intensity and fear into the lineup. It's a lot of fun to watch. I don't know how good they are. I do think they're underrated. And when I say underrated, they're underrated by bookmakers. John and I was telling John, I looked at the odds yesterday. The Rockets are the 11th. They had the 11th best odds to win the Western Conference. San Antonio was plus 2,600. That means 100 gets you 2,600. The Rockets were plus 3,100 or 3,300. The Rockets were 11th. ESPN's power polls have them fifth. They moved them from 12th to fifth. They're showing a lot of respect. And odds makers don't move with weeks. They are slower. They're not going to be up and down emotionally like the rest of us are. They say we trust our numbers.
Now they're, I mean, it's not like they've been playing, you know.
It's not a murderer's row.
No, the Oklahoma City is coming up after a couple of games.
And they pounded you last time.
And they're going to be here. Yeah, they pounded you. And it's, you know what, if I'm Ime, I'm like, hey, you know what, a shorthanded, not a very good team just beat Oklahoma City. So there's no reason. I think they had some kind of fear going into Oklahoma City for whatever reason. They need to play their game back here when they play them again. They beat Oklahoma City. The Rockets are moving up the power rankings. Not that the power rankings mean anything, but when you start to look at their statistics, you know who leads the NBA? Do you know how many offensive rebounds the Pacers had last night?
I didn't see.
It was a ton. Three. Three offensive rebounds.
So you get nothing.
Yes, you'll get nothing.
If you miss,
you know who leads
done.
The league in defensive rebounding? The Houston Rockets.
Well, Rockets.
The Rockets.
And we all knew Rockets would be really good.
The third best team defensively, the Houston Rockets, in the league. I mean, they're doing it with the –
These aren't one-off stats. These aren't one-off stats. These are stats that are cohesive. You look at this. Steals, defensive rebounds, defensive field goal percentage. These are all elements of hustle and try and intensity and focus. It's so the opposite of that garbage that we saw with Steven Silas and that lineup full of shenanigans. Daily tomfoolery and shenanigans.
Shenanigans. That's
I called shenanigans on that team.
Right.
It was disgusting to watch those guys meander around and throw stuff around with no accountability. It was just terrible. A grown-up comes in and 2 years later, and this is what's great about youth. The explosion and talent and basketball understanding with a young player can happen. Like, it can be a substantial jump. If it's a stock price, this is where you get the volatile. You get the volatility, but the jumps are incredible. At some point, it levels out.
So they're NVIDIA?
Yeah, until they level out. You level out when you're like in your, you know, seventh, eighth year, kind of level, sometimes sixth. But a lot of these guys didn't even go to college, or they were there for 1 year. Yeah. I mean, Thompson didn't go to college. Jalen Green didn't go to college. They're still pups.
Yeah. No.
Jalen's still a pup, too.
I think they're one of the youngest teams, if not the youngest team
in
the league.
Do you know what? Jalen is the same playing. Jalen has the same experience right now that Michael Jordan has as a rookie. Michael had way more games. So Michael Jordan is a rookie. That's what Jalen is right now. Jalen's his fourth year in the league, but it's only his fourth year playing non-high school basketball.
Right.
Jordan played 3 years of college and then was a rookie. It's like Olajuwon, 3 years of college and 1 year of rookie. Amen Thompson, this guy played. Have you ever watched any of the G League Elite
this
or Overtime?
This is Jalen's fifth year, though. He played the G League 1 year, right?
So, well, he played nine games.
Yeah.
But
well, whatever. Yeah.
Are you sure? And this is
And he's played 3 years already. So this is
Yeah. You're right. You're right. This is year four for him, right?
This is year four for him. Yep.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That'd be fifth year.
So,
fifth year away from. Well, and that's the problem is he had like nine G League. He had nine G League Elite or overtime, whatever he was in. He had nine games where Jordan would have had, 35 in college in an NCAA tournament. And this kid just had nine pickup games, basically.
Yeah.
Jalen did his first year out of. I mean, Jordan was winning a national championship at that age. Jalen Green was playing pickup basketball against other guys who could jump high for nine games.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool to see all the old. Kenny Smith doesn't look like he's aged at all.
Well, we see him all the time.
Yeah, we see him all the time, but he's still, it looks good. The Dream is getting up there a little bit. Mario had a goofy hat on. That was fun. But it was a.
There's a Tim Bro sighting. I saw Tim Bro.
Yeah, well, Joel. I think Joel went last night.
Yeah, he should have.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he was part of that. Yeah. So he should go. I think that might have been the first time he's back in the building. So, that was nice. And just it was a really nice celebration.
It was 30-year celebration. Bill Worrell joined the broadcast yesterday. He was on with Craig Ackerman. And, Craig, you can tell Craig grew up watching Bill. Yeah. And Craig was just giddy.
Yeah.
Craig was just giddy having a chance to talk about Bill's take shots at Stacey King. Randall, did you see that?
No, I didn't see
Stacey that. King's as big as some of the buildings in Chicago. Like, Craig's like, and Ryan Hollins are laughing. Like, the views expressed by Bill Worrell do not necessarily reflect those.
That was funny. That's good. Well, he can say anything he wants now. No, Bill,
oh, yeah.
Hey, so, yeah.
And they were laughing. Bill goes, hey, at this age, I don't buy green bananas. He hit the green banana joke.
Right. 712 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Our Rockets looked pretty damn good last night. Now they got a couple of easier games here coming up, but still ahead. Oklahoma City's coming to town next week. Portland for two at Minnesota, at Philadelphia. Philadelphia is terrible. Did you watch highlights from Joel Embiid last night? They're terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he got hurt 12 times in that game.
How did it go?
And Paul George, surprisingly, Paul George and Joel Embiid both got hurt in that game.
What is happening? Like, what is
they're
actually
awful.
What is actually happening with
them? And how about Tyrese Maxey, we didn't even talk about it yesterday. Tyrese Maxey in a team meeting lit him up.
Sham Sharani said, now they're supposedly tight, Nate, and they hold each other accountable. But yeah, he's like, you're late to everything.
Yeah.
You're late to everything. Like, this is such, I just can't even deal with things like this. This loser mentality, when you have people like that on your team, you're dealing with, when you have a guy who won't show up to stuff, like they have to wait. They had to wait on James at the plane so many times. Like John and I knew about
that's the
loser
most selfish
mentality.
Stuff ever.
It's selfish. You don't care about anyone else. It's just loser mentality. That is the number one sign that you got a guy that's no matter how talented you end he is, he doesn't have championship DNA. Joel Embiid has always been super worried about social media.
Mm-mm.
He's been super. He went off on the guy the other day, which it just shows he's just not focused on anything. Joel Embiid. And then once you get your money, if you don't really love basketball, if you don't really love football, if you don't really love baseball, once you get $30+ million a year and it's guaranteed.
Do you love broadcasting? Because you went off on a guy on social media the other day.
Yeah, but I don't have guaranteed money.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you signed an NFL contract.
That's not guaranteed.
That's guaranteed.
One thing could get me fired for conduct.
There's
guaranteed? No such thing as contract detrimental.
Does he love broadcasting? I don't know.
Yeah,
he's not
it's
focused.
Not guaranteed.
He's not
money.
Focused. He's going what. Off on a guy who's talking about the Astros.
Tell you what, let them go ahead and give me $10 million a year, guaranteed for that. I know I get that for the next 8 years.
Yeah.
Watch how bad I get.
You act like that already. You suggested that a euro
I
would assault
so
you.
So much worse.
Yesterday on the show, you said you would allow a euro to assault you, but you used something very flagrant. You're already
in your mouth.
You're already bad.
Those burgers are really good.
And by the way, you said you laid back.
Yeah.
And
you just laid back. Yeah. You would
watch
just sit
how
there.
Much worse I can get.
How,
if they
how
give
much
me 10
worse?
Wait a minute. I thought you're supposed to get better and be more focused.
Yeah.
No.
It's the opposite.
That's the point. If I don't, because maybe I don't love it enough.
What?
That's my whole point. Joel hasn't played in the league for 27 years. Joel hasn't played in the league for. Let's see if Joel's
just
focused
said Embiid
after 27
isn't focused.
Years.
He makes all kinds of money, but he needs to be more focused. If you make all kinds of money, you're going to be worse.
Ask me what I was 8 years in. I was super focused.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was super focused. If somebody gets paid $30 to $40 million and they don't love their job, but you're going to give them that money for 6 to 8 to 10 years, they can kind of quit. They really can. Like Joel, I think Joel Embiid is kind of quiet quit, right? He won his MVP. He got an MVP.
You heard? Didn't you hear his passionate?
He got his bag. His passion means nothing.
Talking about what he did for the city. How dare they question how
he's so busy
hard work.
Telling you how passionate he is.
He's passionate
as he sits on the bench and does nothing. Like we talk, it's a sleeping bag. You get guys who have legitimate injury issues, and then you got guys who don't really make an effort to come back.
Well. Listen, I need you for an underdog fantasy to take Joel Embiid points next game.
No, I can't. I can go lower.
Lower.
I can go lower. That's the thing with underdog fantasy is you can always go lower. Everyone wants to go higher, higher, higher. Go find the guys who don't have the juice, who don't have the excitement, the energy, the love for the game, and go play lower. Play them lower rebounds, lower points. I do it all the time. That's why I'm a winner. I'm a winner because I can detect people who are not going to score. And I utilize that against them by playing lower. Yesterday, another basketball winner. And yesterday it was, I used Alperen higher than 19.5 points. And Jalen Williams higher than 19.5 points. I just did a two. I just did two. And it paid, I was able to win twice the amount that I put in. And so this is the thing. With Underdog Fantasy, we're talking about real money. You are going to be able to activate right here in the state of Texas. And you can go higher or lower on basketball stats, on football stats. They've got MMA, boxing, there's golf. There's any number of sports that you can play, but you make the games more fun. You're watching the games, but you're playing along with the games with your picks. And did you know you can win up to 1,000 times your original play? And not just that, but when you use my promo code Lance, use my promo code Lance today. When you make your first deposit, you sign up, and they are going to you can get up to $1,000 in bonus cash. Do not miss out on this. You must be 18 or older, and present state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Let's go. One's in. Let's go. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you'd like to hang with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, our Texans back at it this week. Apparently, you were right. Will Levis is going to get another year. I mean, that was the word out there that Will Levis will get another year to prove himself.
I don't think it was I don't think it was ever up for debate in football circles. Not,
well,
maybe for fans, but not in football.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
They want to give him time to grow.
Yeah. Is he? I mean,
this is his second year.
Believe that? I mean,
it doesn't matter what I believe.
I understand it doesn't matter what you believe, but it's a coach killer.
We're imposing our opinions on the Titans. The Titans want to see what they got.
Yeah.
You can't do it in 16 games. You just can't.
No, they decided to go with Will Levis, and here they are, and here's what they got.
Yeah, and this is, you know, and this is the problem is when you draft a guy, you can't draft a guy with half measures, because if you draft, especially in the first round, if you draft a guy with half measures in the first round, you are stuck. So if you drafted a guy that you get rid of, like the Pittsburgh Steelers, you notice they didn't take a quarterback. They got rid of Kenny Pickett, and they're not going with another quarterback who locked. Hey, they got rid of Kenny Pickett after 2 years, which is pretty quick. But they, you know, if you draft a quarterback and you, Daniel Jones, that's who you end up with. I mean, he was really good this year. Mm. Look how good we were with Brian Daboll. And look what you end up with.
Let's get rid of Saquon.
Look how long you end up with. Yeah, look how long you end up with.
Let's get rid of Saquon.
And you've got 6-7 years of Daniel Jones?
Mm-mm.
Like, it's terrible. You got to be careful when you draft first-round quarterbacks because they're going to get stuck in your palate for about, you know, for a minimum of 3 years. Will Levis going to be there 3 years minimum.
So you said second round. You can't do it after 16. They have seven more games. So why would you make a determination before he plays his last seven?
I think you need 2 to 3 years, honestly. That's what you need. You don't get it anymore. Like, there's quarterbacks, and some guys, you know, they don't have it. But some guys do get a lot better after that amount of games. It's just, this is, we talk about, we don't truly let quarterbacks develop anymore. And then fans will complain about it, and media will complain about it. And they're the same ones who will bitch and complain if that guy is still getting a chance to play. Like, you know, the Bears had to give, was it 4 years or three? Was it 21, 22, 23, and this is 24. So they gave 3 years to Justin Fields. They had to give Justin Fields a minimum of 3 years.
Yeah.
The nightmare would have been if they re-upped him. That's the nightmare. They could have given him 4 years and not done the fifth year. They could have even done a fifth year. But re-upping him with that kind of money is a nightmare. Look at what Jacksonville is potentially in for now with Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence looked better than, I mean, he looked, his first 2 years were rough, had nothing around him. He got better, got that playoff win. Stats were looking pretty good. And look where they are now. I mean, Trevor Lawrence, they got a long contract, and they got to figure it out. There's nothing they could do.
There was nothing they could do. They had to give him that $50 million a year.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I mean.
Yeah.
When you draft, you better be careful because you may accidentally draft a guy you have to give that much money
worst
to,
situation.
Who you know is not one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league.
The Texans have the best situation in the AFC South. Then who? Second best quarterback situation.
Richardson. Because realistically, the head coach could be gone, the general manager could be gone, and you could, and a new regime could wipe the slate clean.
Same with Levis.
Yeah, same with Levis. But the difference is you don't have. I think the difference is you don't, like, the wide receiving core over there. You don't have young guys to build with. You got Josh Downs, Anthony Gold, A.D. Mitchell, Pittman, and Pierce. That's a good five.
Yeah.
You got a running back to go with them. You got a good offensive line.
Levis doesn't have that.
No.
Would you rather have Will Levis or Anthony Richardson or Trevor Lawrence?
Lawrence.
You would?
I mean, well, okay, so I guess I have to factor in the money, huh? Because he limits
you. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Why do I have that? I guess Richardson?
I mean, look at the situation for the Texans in this division.
See, I think Richardson can can make big plays. I've seen it. I don't know that Levis can do that. Like, Levis makes... Both of them make detrimental plays.
Well, Levis just threw Richardson a 99-yard touchdown this past week.
That's good.
Yeah.
Anthony Richardson's done that like 8 times, and he's thrown. I think he's got 10 completions.
Well, against the Texans.
I think he's got 10 completions, like 8 of them are long touchdowns.
Yeah.
For the year.
No,
he was really
good.
Did you see what Richardson did this week?
Yeah, he looked good this week.
He looked really good.
Yeah.
There's a play. I got sent a play. Wait until I show you this play that he had the other day. I don't know that I've ever seen a throw this good in my life in watching pro football. It's
in your life?
Well, I've never seen a throw this hard.
Dan Orlovsky over there.
I've never seen it. I know. I know. I got to be careful. I've never seen a throw.
I don't see the inaccuracy.
I've never. Show it to me on tape. I'm not seeing it.
But I see this throw.
Which tape are you watching, Dan? It's not hard to find, Dan.
I think the Jaguars are in the worst situation in this division. I think
because of the contract, right?
Yeah, and I think maybe, I don't know. It's 1 week, but Levis didn't look bad either last weekend.
Peterson
looked okay too.
Well, I mean, that's why you kind of have to wait. It's probably fool's gold, but you still have to wait a little bit. Let these guys play and let these guys. Levis doesn't have a lot around him, man. Levis doesn't have a lot. He played his senior year. He was hurt a lot and played through the pain. Then you get to this year, and he makes some dumb mistakes that really stand out. You know, no one's going to focus about good throws he makes or things where, you know, wow moments. And he has some, too. But we just look at those dumb mistakes he makes.
Yeah.
Dumb. And, you know, you almost have to give – if you're a team, you know, if you're a fan base, you can just call for everyone's firing immediately or to get rid of them. You know, Slowick had a good year last year. He's the scourge of the earth this year. With quarterbacks, you can, like, you got to go get something new, get a new toy. I don't like this one, but organizations don't look at it that way. They want to build, they want to give a guy a chance to develop. Some do, some get all nervous. Some have owners that are too
well
that will bully
some general managers who are antsy because the GM is in their kitchen. You know, I got to do something now, fix this quarterback situation, and they don't give enough time. But it's rare, like a Rich Gannon is rare. You know, we talk about Rich Gannon went from the Vikings, and he went on to be an MVP and get to the Super Bowl and all of that. But that's rare.
Well, he didn't develop. He just his game matured over time.
Yeah.
It's not like he had some developmental plan with somebody. Like, he just played a lot of football and found this perfect scheme.
Look at Baker this year. Look at Baker now.
Baker's a good
is Baker the answer for Tampa Bay? Do you think Tampa Bay feels like we got the answer?
They've got an answer. It's kind of like Matt Schaub.
Yeah.
Where you're like, yeah, you can win.
I don't know. He was the number one overall pick.
It doesn't matter. That's irrelevant now. No. It's like I don't care where he got picked. Who is he now?
Yeah.
And he was a vagabond in with the Rams, and he was a vagabond with the how many teams did he play for?
Brown.
He didn't go right. It didn't go Browns to Rams. Was there a team in between? Was he Panthers?
He did make it onto that Panthers roster.
Yeah.
He did?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Baker's fourth team. So he's so far removed from the first pick of the draft, it doesn't even matter anymore.
Let me ask you guys a question about, you said.
You can win with Baker.
We've seen it. Made the playoffs last year, won a game. You guys talk about, particularly Lance talked about giving a quarterback time, 2 seasons, 3 seasons. What about in the opposite? Should you make a determination off of one good year of a quarterback, even if he's a rookie?
We do.
Or do you need to wait 2 to 3 years before he tells you who he really is?
No, we do. Jordan Love got 1 year. Boom. Give him that money.
Well, you're talking CJ probably.
Trevor Lawrence. You mentioned Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, he had the 1 year, and they gave him all the money.
CJ.
He's never been that
earlier
guy.
CJ
happens,
got a bunch of podcasts.
No, because we don't think – no, because he didn't get a podcast. He's on with Micah Parsons' podcast.
By the way, we got to play that soundbite, by the way. They had a gem yesterday.
Yeah.
Not the one about the – there's another one in there. Not the one about Dalton. There's another one, too.
You know, we never assume that anyone can go backwards in football.
Mm-mm.
We always assume, because in basketball, you usually don't go backwards. Not really. Not a lot. In baseball, it can be a little, it can be, you know, baseball is a B word.
What?
It's tough, man. Guys can fall off. They can have really bad years. You know, Alex Bregman had 2 really bad years out of nowhere after he had been great. So
whatever, give him his Manny Machado money. Allegedly.
Did you hear that? They're looking for the Machado deal.
Yeah great.
Sweet.
I knew that when Machado signed that he ain't getting
Scotty
Machado.
Boros.
Hey, he's a second baseman. He ain't getting that money.
Well, let me ask you this before we go to break, because last year we were projecting, well, CJ might be the first $70 million quarterback because of what he looked like.
Not anymore.
Does he feel like that right now?
Not right now.
Not right now. No. And there's going to be ebbs.
There's going to be ebbs and flows.
Listen, he's got a couple more years before you have to do any
it's
of
very
that.
Very true.
He's got 3 more after this.
Somebody may have, I don't know if I, somebody sent this on Twitter or I read this on Twitter, but it's an interesting point. There's so many Shanahan tree offenses out there right now.
Yeah.
Is there a chance that the NFL has, that one or two teams found some things to take away, because it's copycat. All you got to do is watch tape, and whatever somebody else did, you just do it. Did somebody maybe find a couple of things to shore up defensively against that defense? Did they find a philosophy that works better against that defense? Jordan Love hasn't been as good. Who else? C.J. Stroud hasn't been as good. Your guy has been hurt, but the Dolphins have not been as explosive.
Well, they've changed.
San Francisco's not been as explosive.
There's an article about the Dolphins knew that teams are taking things away, and we have to now drive the football. Now they're one of the more efficient teams in the league. They just don't do it explosively anymore with two at quarterback, obviously.
I just saw an article this morning. Tyreek not going to hit 1,000 yards this year.
They are a dink and dunk operation. They didn't punt last week. Because how well they did, but they don't throw the ball down the field anymore.
Well,
they can't. Teams don't allow it.
We got to break it here. We got to talk about John Daspit, and we'll get more on the other side.
Yeah, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm taking care of you when you are injured. And we talk about the roadways, you know, the injuries there. I told you yesterday about some people. I guess there was about 10 different people he filed a suit for and got a settlement for, who had a bunch of stuff stolen during Burl out of their apartments. The security was terrible. The apartment didn't do what they needed to do, yada, yada, yada. Let me tell you about workplace issues. And I'm going to talk about us being on the Gulf Coast. If you know somebody who works offshore, who works at a refinery, you know how dangerous it can be. And all along the coast, from here stretching all the way to Louisiana, it's dangerous. It's hard work. It's dangerous. It's honest work. It's fair work. It's work that needs to be paid. But also, it's work that can incur some injuries. And that's why the other people have insurance, and so that you will make sure that, you know, you're taken care of whenever you're hurt, whenever you're injured. You're going to be able to get the bills paid. The problem is insurance companies looking to squeeze you. They don't care if all your bills get paid. They don't care if you get paid for all your time missed from work. They care about their bottom line. John Daspit fights for you, and he is that guy who will bully back the bullies. 713. Call now. 713. Call now or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
The greatest throw in NFL history.
Yeah,
that's not the greatest throw. CJ is through the most. CJ from his knees is throwing passes.
It's the 5 yards.
Okay, so what?
No, that's the most difficult I've seen. You can't run backwards and throw it forwards 30 yards. Like, yeah. That's not even – I don't even know that that's even possible.
Well, it just – I saw it. I just saw it, so it's possible.
Anthony Richardson made a throw that was unbelievable. Now, there's other times you watch him, he's like, he just made a throw that was unbelievable. I mean, it went 8 feet over his head, and it hit and killed a cheerleader.
What?
That could be the same thing. You could say, yeah, Anthony Richardson made an unbelievable throw. Then you could say, this throw is unbelievable. Watch this. Wide open. And he sails it 9 feet over and hits a cheerleader in the face. She's got a concussion.
Yeah.
It can be both.
And Suze.
Same thing with Will Levis. Those guys that are wild stallions, like, everyone's hoping. Although, I tell you, there is. Everyone wants every player to be the next Josh Allen, because that's what you use for your catch-all. If somebody's not accurate or doesn't look as good in college, just, this is next Josh Allen. So if they're big. Drake May might have some of those elements. There's some things that he does that I've been watching. I'm like, this is pretty good right here.
So, he hasn't played all that much. And so, touchdowns. How many touchdowns do you think?
That's 9 and 6.
How many do you think Jaden Daniels has thrown?
Well, he's led them to a lot of field goals. So I would say, 11, like 16?
10.
Jaden Daniels has 10 passing touchdowns?
That's it. Yeah, 10 and 3.
Wow.
Yeah. And Drake May has 9 and 6. Of course, he did play the Texans, so that helps. It helps when you play the Texans.
You mean the top pass defense in the league before last week?
Yes, but they also give up 3 passing touchdowns a game.
That's why we have to. That's why I don't buy into all those stats all the time. You can't have Anthony Richardson, Drake May, and Caleb Williams going off for you for a bunch of touchdowns and like be okay with it. I'm just not okay with that.
Bo Nix 14. I think Bo Nix is moving into rookie of the year.
Yeah.
Bo Nix is probably rookie of the year.
No. Jaden will be. How many wins Jaden has, too?
Yeah, well,
Jaden is still
one short.
I can tell you this, Jaden's a massive favorite.
Jaden has 7 wins, he has 6.
Jaden's a massive betting favorite, and he's got the rushing yards and rushing
touchdowns. Yeah,
that's
the difference.
You have to factor that in.
But if Bo Nix leads them to the postseason,
what do you think?
I think they're the story of the year. Sean Payton might be coach of the year if he gets them to the postseason. And Bo Nix has got a chance to pass him.
Man, I'd almost put Tomlin in there.
Yeah, well.
Or Dan Campbell. Do we really not do Dan Campbell when he wins? When he scores 50 every
week? I know they're
8-2
now, but they start to hit much like the Steelers.
Yeah, but Dan Campbell is running through everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be
Dan
Campbell.
But that was expected, though.
Was Dan Campbell coach of the year last year?
That was more expected. The coach of the year is usually the guy they don't expect.
But wait a minute. No one expected him to score 50 a game.
Yeah.
No one expected him to embarrass people and make people want to quit the sport. Like, did he get coach of the year last year? When does Dan Campbell get a coach of the year award? Does he not get one?
Because it's expected. You don't win.
They wasn't expected last year what they did. When does Dan Campbell get a Coach of the Year award? For everything he's done to bring that team from literally, John, you know this.
Oh, they're the
decades
Lions.
Of doldrums.
They're the Lions. Not decades. They're forever.
Yeah.
Never
I mean,
been
we're
to a
into
Super Bowl.
A century.
Yeah.
We're into a century of doldrums.
Yeah.
Because they're an old team. And to turn that around? Like, you don't get a Coach of the Year award at some point?
Well, I guess you should. I guess you should. Maybe if they win it, if they continue to go this way, I mean, maybe they do. We'll see. Maybe Buffalo too. I mean, why? With all the receivers that they've lost, and look at what they're doing, they may go. I don't know. They may have two losses at the end of this year.
And they were ready to get rid of that head coach, by the way.
Yep.
You got to be careful, man. If you know you got somebody good, sometimes you just have to swallow your frustrations and say, yeah, it didn't end the way we want. Or you have to be careful you don't go Schottenheimer and the whole thing falls apart. Like, there are times you don't reach the pinnacle of what you're looking for. It's a tough decision to move away from a general manager or a head coach you've had success with just because you're frustrated. It's not always a great move. Bo Nix right now, the rookies, where are the rookie odds? Bo Nix is plus 400, but so he's moving in. I mean, he's moving in. He's moving into the territory.
Man, I'm telling you, I don't know how. Look at these numbers for Jared Goff. 18 completions. Okay, the last, I don't know how many games. 18 completions, five incompletions. 18 completions, no incompletions. 18 and 7. 22 and 3 incompletions. 12 and 3 incompletions. 18 and 4 incompletions. 15 and 15 against the Texans. That wasn't great. 24 and 5. I mean, this dude is a machine. 73% on the season. And yet he's only 20 and 9 on the season. I mean, you would think he'd have more touchdowns.
The Lions
passes,
offense.
But between the two running backs, Montgomery and Gibbs, they score.
Did you see the stat? The Lions offense has scored more touchdowns. They've scored more offensive touchdowns in a game than incompletions they've had four different times this year. More offensive touchdowns. To have five incompletions is a low, low number.
He's
five
had two at three and one at none.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, Jaden Daniels right now is minus 400. At one point, he was up over 1,000. Bo Nix plus 300. It's getting a lot tighter.
This is the time to get in on Bo Nix. This is the time to get in on Bo Nix.
Well, smart people got in when he was plus 2,000.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who are these smart people? Do you know them?
I know a smart person.
You know some smart people?
I know a friend of mine who
I doubt that
did something smart.
GMTVCC.com.
Ooh,
it's a new website for classic cards. GMTVCC.com. That's gimme the VIN classiccollectors.com. GMTVCC.com. If you've got a classic vehicle, if you have a collector item, if you are somebody that, and by the way, John Clay Wolf loves those and he ain't afraid to pay for them. Okay, he's got an entire department just for the classic and collector's cars because he loves that. He loves them. And chances are he's going to buy it, and chances are he's not even going to put it up at auction because he just loves those vehicles. I don't have any idea how many of those he owns, but he holds on to them. Now, whatever it is, your vehicle, whatever vehicle you have, gimmethevin.com, gimmethevin.com. Easy to go to, but it's a must-do because you have to find out what that vehicle's worth when you go to CarMax or you go to your dealership or you go to your brother-in-law, whoever you're selling that vehicle to, or you put it on the internet. I don't know how you put it on the internet. I don't know. All I know is that when you're putting it out there, you need to know what you can get for it. And when you find out the other people ain't giving you that much, you're going with gimmethevin.com. And if they can't beat CarMax, they'll send you $100. So look. There's only one place that you have to go every time you're selling your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. 748 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Who wants in? So after the Texans beat the Cowboys, Dalton Schultz had a couple of cups of coffee. What did the first one say?
The first one said,
"What did you tell you?"
Something like the best team in Texas.
No, that was the second one. The first one said Houston Texans are. Houston Texans are.
Yeah, okay.
Houston Texans are. And then the second cup said.
So it's black coffee in a clear coffee cup. And so all you see is two cups of black coffee. He pours milk into it.
So that you could creamer, read what's on
and then it.
It
lightens up and you can see the black print that is on the transparent cup.
Right. They're glass coffee cups.
He must have seen that somewhere.
He wrote it on there. The Houston Texans are, and the second one said, the best team in Texas. Well, apparently Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs saw this, and here was their reaction on the podcast.
I actually saw Dalton Schultz put some little coffee troll thing on Twitter. I'm like, what the hell? That little petty sidebar that it's you over there, you feel like, come on, dog.
Laugh now, cry later.
Like, come on, dog. Like, I get it. Like, Joe Mixon, you know, did that. You know, he had a decent game, 100 yards, 20 carries, but, like, no impact on Twitter? Come on, young. We know, in our minds, we're the real team in Texas.
Oh, my God. Okay. So that they go even. But, okay, secondly, Micah Parsons, you're on, not on Twitter, you're on a podcast. You had no impact. You had one tackle in the game. You had one tackle, and you're sitting there talking about Dalton Schultz? Holy crap.
No impact on Twitter, and he's on Twitter every week when he doesn't play.
Every week. And, yeah, even when he does, yeah, when he's not playing, he's creating a stir talking about his head coach not working hard enough. I mean, come on. Talk about irony. Holy crap. Then it goes, oh, we know who the real team in Texas is. Wow. Here's them talking about this crappy. It cannot be. Honestly, the Cowboys are one of the worst teams in the NFL. Here are these two that have absolutely no reality.
I'm going to put this out there. We're a damn good football team. I know the scores ain't showing it, and I know obviously people feel like we got so many missing pieces, but I just truly believe, like, you almost got to go to things like the things that we messing up on. Like, I think our defense is really turning things around. Like, up until that last quarter when they got that touchdown defense, we only really gave up those two touchdowns and – that first quarter. But other than that, we gave up 6 points in the other two quarters. So, like, yeah,
you're a damn good team.
Say what she's going to say.
I agree. I think that, like, you know, the work that we be putting in the facility and, you know, it's hard to overcome. And, you know, it's hard to just win the game with defense and hard to just win the game with offense. It's got to be all three cylinders. Offense, defense, special
Trayvon
teams. Diggs. Everybody got to be
this
clicking.
Is Trayvon?
He is.
Who listens to this podcast? This is so low energy. I mean, it would be too, and this is why not all free information is good information. You can't just, anybody can have a podcast. To say something like we're a damn good football team, you literally might be the worst team as it stands right now. I don't care about records. You might be the worst team in football. You might be the least competitive team in football right now.
Yeah.
And to come out and say we're a damn good football, like that just can't come out of your mouth. The other stuff's fine. Like we made improvements defensively and all that. That's fine. That's factual. I feel like we're a damn good football team. Bro, don't even let
We just that... got a couple mistakes.
You know Cowboy fans are getting upset, by the way, that he's on talking. Like, when you suck, no one wants you to have a mouth. They don't want you to say things like that. Mm-hmm. It's hard to explain it. I've read a string. This is a couple weeks ago. I read a string, and it's only gotten worse. But I read a string of comments from Dallas Cowboy fans. They are so over Micah Parsons doing all this talking and having these big comments and stuff like that when Dallas is this bad. It's not good.
No.
It's not. No one wants to hear from you and all your big opinions when
you suck.
You're the worst team in football.
Yeah.
The top, bottom three, probably.
No, absolutely. And Micah Parsons is making no impact. None. And the talk, it just is. That's just so unrealistic. So unrealistic. 754 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Nice job. Thanks, Micah. Thank you. Thank you for that. And talking about Dalton Schultz not having an impact. Come on, dog. Come on. Come on, dog. Are you kidding me? You did nothing in the game. Nothing.
Like you look good in the game. You can't say anything. You can't say anything about what somebody on another team does.
No.
When you get beat by 30, do you know this is now six consecutive games that the Cowboys at home, six consecutive home games dating back to last year's playoffs, that the Cowboys have been down at least 20 points at home? It's an NFL record. No one's done this.
Wow.
Five was the record. Now they've extended the record. Six consecutive home games dating back to their playoff loss last year where they have been down a minimum of 20 points in all six games at home.
But they're a damn good football team.
But they're
team.
A damn good football team.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I don't want to – I don't even – this is on you for even bringing Micah Parsons into my universe today. Then I got to listen to Micah Parsons talking about –
Are you more – were you more excited about Nico's being in your mouth or Micah Parsons?
In my brain?
In your brain.
I don't want a brain worm. Remember how RFK had a brain worm that ate half of his brain?
Yeah.
Now I got a Micah Parsons worm on my brain.
Yeah, so you
Thanks a lot, John. I get earworms and brain
dog.
Worms. Brain worms from Micah Parsons.
How about the energy Trayvon brings to the show?
Sounds like me that – Years ago, I stopped drinking coffee because I was doing the quick weight loss product. You can't have any, you can't have caffeine. And I remember I felt like I was dying every morning. It's a physical addiction to caffeine. And so anyone knows, like, you take one day off and it's not good. And so Trayvon sounds like somebody, yeah, he sounds like that where you just, or a hostage video where right now, like, you can't say too much. Don't say too much.
Is Trayvon a hostage?
We've got not Trayvon. We've got Stephon Diggs. We got your brother Stephon right here.
Oh.
And we're holding him hostage. And if you say something, could be really bad for your brother.
I think that we are playing good football.
Knowledge is power.
And I was able to do
that. That's a hostage. I don't think this is a hostage situation. No. I think he's just tired. he's worn out.
Trayvon Diggs' low energy train was off the track.
and the unrealistic.
Cowboy fans, y'all need to get your mans.
Cowboys.
Your mans is out of control on these podcasts
They're
right now.
Shocked.
Please make them stop doing these podcasts.
Y'all got to be embarrassed.
You should be fined by the league for allowing this to happen.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones should be fined $250,000 a week for this until they get it off.
Six straight games down 20 at home?
Uh-huh.
Holy crap, you're awful.
But it is an NFL record.
That is. Nice.
On the flip
side. They set a record. Nice job, but they're a damn good football team.
Well, one of your listeners who celebrated your Hall of Fame induction brings this up. Is what Micah Parsons said more egregious than what you said about the Astros? Astros season of all time. Which is more egregious?
Absolutely, Micah Parsons is more egregious.
Lance?
Listen, we were on a trajectory to have a great, Lance? great season.
What's more egregious, Lance?
Playoffs again? For the 80th straight year?
Well, they were in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He proclaimed they were going to have the greatest season of all time when they were bad.
Damn good football team versus greatest Astros team ever for a team who had won two World
Somebody
Series?
We had a shot at it, though. Well, at least we had a shot at it.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. Now.
I don't know about that.
Things just didn't work out. That's all. Just didn't work out.
So you know how it feels to have a microphone in your face and just say stuff. He does it. You did it.
No,
just saying stuff.
You're
just saying stuff.
Man, I backed it up.
No, the team would have to back it up.
Truth.
No, the team would have to, and they did not. They got knocked out of the first round at home.
Yeah.
That is not the greatest season in Astros history, or even
guess
close.
Guess who just won? I saw that. Guess who just won Cy Young?
What does that have to do with it?
You can't beat him in a two-game series.
Didn't the next team? Oh, in the two-game series. Okay, all the caveats are thrown in now.
Yeah.
Let's just say a lot of people say egregious things when a mic's in front of them, and you're one of them.
No, I don't. I never said anything over the top.
Okay.
I did predict a 40 home run season for Carlos Correa, 50 home run season
50,
for Carlos
I believe
Correa.
The number got to 50.
And he came up with.
He gets a little. I don't pay attention to his Astros.
So I don't pay attention to Micah. Micah's doing the same thing John does.
No,
just say stuff.
No, it's not the same.
It is
they
exact-
suck. If the Astros sucked, I would never say that. They didn't suck.
They sucked when you said it.
No, but I knew they were a much better team.
They weren't that much better.
Yes, no, they were a great team.
They were not a great team. They were not a great team.
Great team.
They were
not a great team.
Great
team. Well, you got to stop with the hyperbole a little bit.
You know what else?
It's not worse than Micah Parsons. We're a damn good team. When you got two wins and you've been down 20 points or more.
They're comparable. The greatest Astro team ever.
Now, Astros also can't play and can't win at home.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what's going to be a great night. That's going to be this Saturday at TD ECU Stadium, 6 o'clock. Senior Day Houston Blue game. I love that. I love that they're wearing blue. Suck it, Titans. You think you're going to tell the University of Houston how to dress? Shut up. All right? Shut your faces. I'm sick of the Titans telling us we can't have blue. Whatevs. Get ready. Night. It's going to be a fun night at TD ECU Stadium. Last home game. It's the last chance to go see this team. Ticket start is just $15. They still got a shot at the postseason. They can get into a bowl game if they win these last two games. Got to beat Baylor. That's going to be Saturday night. Baylor fans, ticket start is just $15. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS. You want to be there. You want to be loud. You want to wear blue, okay? Plus, the first 20,000 fans receive a Houston Blue rally towel, compliments of Ford, Bud Light, UHAA, and ConocoPhillips, and the team will be wearing their new blue uniforms. Let's show Cougar pride. Support the team. $15. uhcougars.com/tickets or 713-GO-COUGS.